2024-05, Rivers Edge.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2024-05 for Rivers Edge with conditions and limitations based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision of 187 single-family lots on 113.51 acres of gross development area. This results in a density of 1.65 lots per acre, which is below the maximum density permitted within the AR1 zoning district. All of the lots will have a minimum size of 7,500 square feet. Two, the subdivision is located within the low-density area according to the future land use map that is contained in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The subdivision is permissible in the low-density area according to the plan, which states that homes should be permitted with densities up to 2 units per acre. This subdivision complies with the current directives of the Comprehensive Plan. Three, the project will be served by Central Water and Central Wastewater. Four, the site contains approximately 4.31 acres of non-tidal wetlands and 11.62 acres of tidal wetlands. A wetland delineation forest evaluation has been supplied in support of these wetland areas. These wetland areas will be protected through the county's resource and resource buffer requirements and the conditions of this approval. Five, a drainage assessment report was prepared and provided by the applicant with a determination that the existing wetlands, water bodies, and Beaver Dam Creek exhibit stable conditions that do not need remediation. Only one water body may require attention, but it originates from an off-site agricultural pond, and it is not in the vicinity of the development footprint or impacted by the development. Six, DLDOT has determined that the traffic impact of this subdivision will be minor and that a traffic impact study will not be necessary. Instead, the developer will be required by DLDOT to pay an area-wide study fee in addition to constructing various roadway improvements. However, as a condition of approval, the developer must revisit and update the area-wide study fee and required roadway improvements with DLDOT as part of the final site plan approval process. Seven, this subdivision is a design that is superior to that of a standard subdivision for many reasons, including the following. A, the applicant's engineer identified areas worthy of preservation and mapped them. This includes a large area of woodlands east of Beaver Dam Creek that is being preserved in its natural state. B, the lots and amenities are largely clustered on the remaining environmentally suitable portions of the property. C, the areas of the property that will be developed and improved avoid the areas where wetlands are located and comply with the county resource protection standards, particularly with the additional conditions imposed by this approval. D, a forest assessment has been provided and the design includes substantial tree preservation by preserving approximately 56% of the trees on this site. E, the design includes approximately 70 acres of land that will be open space. This represents approximately 62% of the site, which significantly exceeds the code's 30% open space requirement. This also substantially exceeds the amount of open space that would remain within a standard subdivision. F, there will be a buffer that is at least 30 feet in width around the subdivision. In many places, this buffer is greater than 30 feet in width. This exceeds what would occur in a standard subdivision and it exceeds the buffer requirements for cluster subdivisions. 8, Section 99-9C of the subdivision code requires the commission to consider multiple items relating to the site plan. The applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code, and there are conditions of this approval that are based upon these items. 9, as a result of all these reasons and based upon the record that was presented, this application complies with the standards of the Sussex County subdivision and zoning codes, and it will not have an adverse impact on area properties, roadways, or public and community facilities. 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 187 lots within the subdivision. These lots shall be phased in pursuant to a phasing plan submitted as part of the final site plan. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 70 acres, or roughly 62% of the site, shall remain as open space. This open space shall preserve approximately 56%, or 51 acres, of the existing trees on the site. The areas of woodlands to be preserved shall be shown on the final site plan as non-disturbance areas. Silt fencing shall be installed along the perimeter of these wooded areas to avoid disturbance during site work and construction. C, the resources defined by the Sussex County Code shall be protected and preserved as required by Section 115-193 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Although buffer averaging was proposed for certain areas of the subdivision, the commission rejects that averaging design because the receiving areas of the Zone B buffers are unbuildable and do not provide any greater protection to the resource, while the reduced portion of the Zone B buffers will have an impact on the resource. No buffer averaging shall be permitted in the area of lots 13 through 18, 28, and 34 and 35. These lots shall be reconfigured or relocated as necessary to avoid any impact on the resources of Zones A or B of the resource buffering. D, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, conservation areas, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. E, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. The final site design shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. F, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision in accordance with sections 99-21A of the Sussex County Code. This buffer shall utilize existing forests or similar vegetation that exists within it. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, the undeveloped land area east of Beaver Dam Creek shall be permanently protected, delineated, and described in the final site plan, and the recorded declaration of covenants, conditions, easements, and restrictions for the subdivision. It shall remain in its natural state without disturbance in perpetuity. Signage confirming the location and preservation of this natural area shall be located along the entire perimeter of the area at 300-foot intervals. H, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements in addition to the payment of an area-wide study fee. However, because the current area-wide study fee determination dates back to 2024, prior to the final site plan consideration, the applicant shall coordinate with DLDOT and obtain an updated and documented AWSF determination and contribution amount along with a documented description from DLDOT of other planned roadway improvements, either DLDOT or developer funded, for Cave Neck Road and its intersections with Round Pole Bridge Road and the Sweetbriar-Hudson Road intersection. This information shall be provided to the planning and zoning staff and the commission prior to consideration of the final site plan for the subdivision. I, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all streets along with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A street lighting system that provides lighting in a downward direction with minimal uplighting shall be provided. As stated by the applicant, the active recreational amenities for the subdivision shall include a clubhouse and a pool. These amenities shall be constructed and open to use by the residents of the development in accordance with section 99-21E of the subdivision code. The final site plan shall contain specific details as to the size and location of each of these amenities. K, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. L, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. And construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. O, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of school bus stops within the subdivision. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. P, the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby, and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. These documents shall include a similar notice that hunting activities may also occur on nearby properties. Q, final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall include a resource buffer management plan and shall serve as a guide for the management of regulated resources and their resource buffers, including the management and maintenance of the naturally preserved area on the east side of Beaver Dam Creek. R, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all of the buffers. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. S, there shall be vehicular interconnectivity with the adjacent parcel as shown on the preliminary site plan for use in the event the adjacent parcel is ever developed. There shall be signage installed at this location advising that future interconnectivity may occur at this location. T, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for each phase of the subdivision. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. U, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. V, the final site plan, including a phasing plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Have a drink of water. Do I get a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. The motion's been made and seconded to approve the subdivision for River's Edge, number 2024-05. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I'm going to vote no on this one, even though I made the motion, and my primary concerns are about the road plans for that area. It is still largely a farm road, the bridge that's on that road, and also concerns about this being a level four development, and the price being paid to make improvements does not seem aligned with what should be required in level four from what I can see.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-1.